Hi everyone, this is Matt Jackson with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 5, and today we are beginning a new series entitled Be Ye Holy. It will consist of 5 podcasts, and today's podcast is titled The Mission Statement. So what is a mission statement? Well, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines a mission statement as something that states the purpose or goal of a business or organization. Dictionary.com says that it is an official document that sets out the goals, purpose, and work of an organization, that it's a written statement that sets out one's personal goals for the future. You see, there's a common denominator in these definitions, and that is this emphasis on purpose, goals, and future. A mission statement is a brief description of a company's fundamental purpose in order to realize a future state. Some companies that we're familiar with, such as Google, have mission statements. Theirs is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. This statement is the standard against which they will weigh all of their decisions and actions. Coca-Cola, their mission statement is to refresh the world, to inspire moments of optimism and happiness, to create value and make a difference. Now, when we think about a mission statement, you must first have a vision, that is, the future that you're trying to attain unto. Everything begins with a vision statement. What is the preferred future? And then the mission will tell us what we're doing today that will then take us where we want to go in the future. So the mission statement is a statement of purpose or goals that will serve as the standard against which we weigh all of our actions and decisions to keep us focused on realizing the vision statement, to keep us focused on the future. So what is the Bible's vision statement? Numbers chapter 14, verse 21 provides us with the Bible's vision statement when it says, "But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." God's glory is his character. It's his identity. It's who he is. And we know that from Exodus chapter 33, in Exodus chapter 34. And God's purpose is to fill the earth with his glory, as we're told in Numbers chapter 14, which means that if his glory is his character, God's purpose is to fill the earth with his character. Now, how is this purpose accomplished? Well, it's accomplished by multiplying the number of people who have the same character as God's. And so the vision of the future, the Bible's vision statement, is that this earth will be full of people who have the same character as God's. God's desire and the Bible's vision statement is to fill the earth with God's glory, which means to fill it with people who have his same character. So then, what is the expectation of us? Well, we must be like God. That's the expectation of us, to know the divine mind and live according to it. So if the vision statement is summed up in Numbers chapter 14, verse 21, the mission statement can be summed up in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, which reads, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" At the conclusion of those verses, we are told to be holy even as God is holy. That is to say the same thing as be like God. So 1 Peter chapter 1 and these few verses can serve as a mission statement because they provide purpose and direction to us. So what is holiness? Well, holy means to be sacred. To be sacred is to be set apart or to be separate. And that can apply physically. It means to be pure, morally blameless. It also means to be innocent, modest, perfect. And that is true in both the New Testament and the Old Testament. And so what we see when we look at the definitions of holy and holiness in the Bible is that the idea behind the concept of holiness is separation. And so what we're told in 1 Peter chapter 1 is that God is holy, which means that God is separate from sin and evil. There's no trace of evil in his character. He only does what is true and good. He is absolutely perfect and morally pure and sinless, and he is light with no darkness in him. This is God's standard of holiness. So what we have then is a standard of holiness. We are to be like God. This is our mission statement. What does this mean, to be like God? Well, it means that we think like God. We speak like God. We live like God. We treat one another like God. It means that we're separate from everything that is evil, that we strive to be perfect, morally pure, and sinless, because this is what God is. Now, how do we learn the mind of God, and where do we turn? Well, we must turn to the Scriptures, of course, because God's standard of holiness is defined by Him in His Word. The Bible declares what is good and what is evil, and it records for us God's mind. And if we are to develop the mind of God, and hence the character of God, then we must know the mind of God. We must study it, meditate on it, and apply it. And so by learning the mind of God, we may live according to it. Our mission statement is to be like God. That is what the Apostle Peter means when he says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." It is a call to holiness that we all must respond to. It is a call to holiness that will serve as a standard against which to weigh all of our actions and decisions. So let us go forward and strive more diligently to be like God. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time for part 2 in this series, Be Ye Holy, entitled Spiritual Litmus Tests.